You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm hanging out here with you and super producer and host Dave Shepard, and it's been a busy night. I get started every night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We talked about Cliff Kingsbury and Josh McDaniels and Nathaniel Hackett and other terrible NFL coaches who might be on the hot seat. We talked about Ben Simmons and his return to Philadelphia. He scores 11 points, has 11 rebounds, and the Brooklyn Nets lose, even though none of the Sixers stars play. We talked about the NFL owners and the fact that they might be colluding against the players to keep them from getting their hands on any more guaranteed contracts. Deshaun Watson with the largest guaranteed contract ever, a ridiculous 5-year, $230 million by a Cleveland Browns team that was desperate to get him into the building. And NFL owners, other NFL owners are like, listen, man, we're not in the business of starting to hand out deals like that. The Browns are some suckers handing this money over to this guy. Let's all make a pact not to do it again. Meanwhile, you have someone like Lamar Jackson who says, wait a minute, I deserve guaranteed money. Why can't I get 230 guaranteed? And I think we all know the answer as to why the NFL doesn't hand out guaranteed contracts. Why the sticking point typically is, you know, guaranteed money up front with a signing bonus. And I wouldn't be upset with an adjustment. If you're an NFL owner, I mean, this is a dangerous, violent sport. Why do I want to pay my talent that much money if there's a high probability of them not earning it due to injury? And if you're a player on the reverse, I understand wanting that guaranteed money. Because who doesn't want to get paid? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS earlier on in the show. We also had an opportunity to talk about the World Cup. We talked about Argentina blowing it against Saudi Arabia. For whatever reason, Messi and Argentina in the national stage, they always fall apart. And then we talked about Ronaldo. He didn't want to be a part of Manchester United anymore. They didn't want him. And so they have mutually agreed to go their separate ways. Sounds like a marriage. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get more of your calls in. I do want to talk to you about Gerrit Cole being, I guess, the biggest cheater in baseball. And then we'll talk about the Final Four. It's heading to Vegas since we want to talk about money. Larry is calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how's it going, JR? First of all, man, happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody at CBS Radio.
Thank you.
The Cleveland situation, JR, and I was shocked we got Deshaun. I really was. I remember it was breaking news. It was during the week that, because they turned us down. They were like, I think it was the Saints, us, and Miami and the Falcons. And I thought he was going down to Atlanta. That's because his hometown and from that area. But when it broke, we were shocked. God almighty, it's great to have him. But then we found out the reason why he came was guaranteed money. And what happened was basically, the situation was, when he turns down, the Baker Mayfield came around and said, hey, wait a minute. We went out and got him. I ain't playing for the Browns. I want traded. So what did basically stuck to Mr. Haslam, because we didn't have a quarterback at the time to make a pitch for a guaranteed money for Deshaun, which he is a better talent, too, JR, than Baker, no question about it. Because with the numbers he put up down in Texas, I think he did have Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, they trade him, which is pretty stupid. And the numbers he put up, it was phenomenal. But that's basically what happened.
Yeah, no, we know the circumstances of how and why Deshaun Watson ended up with the Browns. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, based on not his football record,
right?
Based on everything that he has done to be missing for the past year and a half, the fact that he is the first guy to receive such a massive, fully guaranteed deal is a sticking point for other talents.
Oh yeah, the owners are pissed. They are.
Yeah.
They're upset.
That's why the NFL Players Association is basically filing a grievance, saying, "Wait, the Browns paid this money to him. The other owners are looking at everybody else in the room, saying, hey, we need to try to like stop this and nip it in the bud right away. Nobody hand out another one of these deals." And so that is certainly something that the Players Association is looking into. And we'll see if it holds any type of water or weight. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I hope they start paying them. Yeah, I see these guys walking around crippled up rest of their lives for football and giving us the highest form of entertainment there is on the planet. And I think that it's only right that these guys have some sort of the NFL Association finally start to stick up for these guys, because there's a lot of them through the history of football that haven't been treated real good. The NFL owners don't treat their players good. And they're going to get out of paying them as long as they can. And it ain't right. There's a lot of corruption in football. I think there's a lot of racism. And I hope they fix it.
Yeah, Well, damn, Sean, thank you for calling from Oregon. He's like, let me hit you with the pipes and then tell you happy Thanksgiving. We know that. I mean, what league historically has wanted to pay any of their players? We can look across the board at any and all of these professional sports and free agency, just across the board. If you want to look at every sport, it's pretty much no older than about 35, 40 years old. Teams had to fight for that, players had to fight for that. Just to run around and not feel that they just belong to a team and that the team held on to them in perpetuity. And there have been adjustments. If you want to think about retirement and what players get, yeah, the NFL has so many different ways where they try to now pay the players, where they try to get them a pension given service time in the NFL. I believe it might be 3 years. It's tough. But fully guaranteed deals, we might see it. One of our callers mentioned it. We might see it on a smaller scale. But even if you do that, you start to set a precedent. Because what's a smaller scale? A fully guaranteed contract for a cornerback, for a linebacker? What about the most important player on the team? There's a reason why someone like Deshaun Watson got a $230 million guaranteed deal. And there's a reason why someone like Kirk Cousins, who basically is contract extensioning his way, pardon the English, into guaranteed deals, he's getting the money because they're QBs. And so if the smallest guy on the team is getting it, how's the dude who's most important not? And if the guy who's most important is getting it, how is there not a trickle down? This is something that's going to have to be addressed as we just continue to move on into the future. And unfortunately, I don't think filing a grievance right now is going to make a difference. It's going to kind of set a benchmark, but it's going to be a sticking point for the next negotiations, of which we have to wait a few years for. And don't bet on it. If you want to pay attention, look and see what takes place with Lamar Jackson. Because he's the guy that pretty much helps set up this current grievance. Because if Deshaun Watson can get a fully guaranteed deal, Lamar Jackson is like, why can't I have one? Steve Bisciotti, he had no problem, the owner of the Ravens, saying what the Browns did was absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if he should have said that in public. Nah, it might come back to bite him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of money, it was also revealed today a couple of things on the college athletic side. Let me get the college football playoff out the way first. And then I want to tell you about the Final Four. The college football playoff has basically stayed the same here in the top four. Georgia number one, Ohio State number two, Michigan at number three, TCU at number four, and TCU is barely at number four after they barely beat Baylor. It took them about 17 seconds to try and get a field goal off, and they maintain at number four. Obviously, Saturday, right after Thanksgiving, Ohio State and Michigan are going to go at it. They could easily flip-flop here between the second and third spots, depending on how close that game is. And then also LSU, still on the outside looking in, except for they move up to the fifth overall spot. Everybody in the top four is undefeated at 11-0. LSU at 9-2 has Texas A&M next. They just beat University of Alabama, Birmingham, where I was visiting last week. And LSU, they're right there along with USC at number 5 and 6. USC is going to take on Notre Dame right after the holiday. And so let's see if the college football playoff rankings change. I can't see it changing. TCU is going to take on Iowa State. TCU and LSU, I believe, are really the only realistic options, unless USC just absolutely embarrasses Notre Dame. I think that's their only way into the college football playoff at this time. Now, as we move along, I've mentioned this quite a few times throughout the course of the show. The Final Four. Yes, the men's basketball Final Four, which takes place every year at a football stadium. They cram four teams from four universities into 2 days of basketball. You have Saturday, Final Four. You have Monday, the championship. And it ain't nothing but a big party. Some of my favorite memories covering sports have been at Final Fours. Whether I'm in Houston, whether I'm in Dallas, it's in New Orleans, it's always a fun time. And so this upcoming season, knowing that the basketball season just started, the Final Four is going to take place in Houston, of which I remember very fondly in the year 2011. After that, 2024 is at Phoenix, State Farm Stadium, Arizona State University. After that, we move to San Antonio in the Alamo Dome. Then we move to Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. In 2027, the Final Four will be at Ford Field in Detroit. And in 2028, the Final Four is going to take place in Las Vegas, the brand new Allegiant Stadium, which is absolutely beautiful. Allegiant Stadium is one of the best football stadiums. It's one of the best stadiums in the country. It sucks that the Raiders are the ones who play there, but you get my drift. And so for years, the NCAA has said no thank you to Vegas as a host. Obviously, you have UNLV there, not the only school. This upcoming season, we have some regional matchups that are going to take place, but to actually hold the Final Four at or in Las Vegas has been frowned upon. Now that Allegiant Stadium is there, now that it's new, and now that gambling has become so much more widely just participated in across the country, it's all right. It's okay. It shouldn't have been a problem in the first place. The athletes are also allowed to make money at this point. And so there's no big deal here. The problem with the NCAA is for years, they basically tried to make all this money up front for themselves while the players and the coaches had to do, you know, backroom deals under the table. That's what was wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with Las Vegas. People can go ahead and find trouble anywhere. You can find trouble in Miami, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Georgia, Atlanta. You can find trouble wherever the hell you want it. Just because Vegas is a playground, these players are not going to be swayed by playing in Vegas. These players won't even have a chance or an opportunity to be influenced by anybody because every single one of their movements, for the most part, are kept under lock and key. players won't even have a chance to get into a casino. And so Vegas or the NCAA has not a damn thing to worry about. The Final Four in Las Vegas in 2028, 6 years from now, almost five, no big deal. Not a lot to do about anything, much to do about nothing. The world will continue to go on. Let me tell you something. Vegas is not going to stop anybody from doing anything illegal. You could do illegal things wherever the hell you're at, not just because something is taking place in Vegas. So in 2028, if I feel like it, if I'm still talking about sports, there's a good chance that I'll be out there in that Final Four. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to take your calls on guaranteed contracts. I'm going to take your calls on the Final Four being in Vegas. And then I also want to let you know about someone who, I guess he did cheat. His name is Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees. And he's getting called out about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah. I love the families. Family, you got to look out for each other, right? Yeah, JR Sport Brief Show's for everybody. Setting the radio up. Oh, I love it. I love it. Sounds like an excellent relationship. 855-212-4CBS. Before I pick the phone lines back up, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. It's sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And today it's not just a player of the week. I'm going to just give you a whole damn team. It's the Dallas Cowboys holding the Minnesota Vikings to only 3 points in Minnesota as Dallas won this week 40-3. I'll say it again, in Minnesota. They held Kirk Cousins to a little more than only 100 yards passing. Kirk Cousins was also sacked 7 times. Armstrong hit him twice. Parsons hit him twice. Curse hit him once. And even Dante Fowler Jr. got in on the action. Dallas Cowboys defense absolutely killing it this season in the NFL. They are your defensive team of the week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some of your calls on the board, and then I want to talk to you about that cheater, Gerrit Cole. Clinton is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you doing tonight?
Amazing, man. What's up?
Well, a couple of questions for you, and then I'm also getting ready to start my unified basketball season. Anyway,
lovely.
Can the Lions knock out the Bills by simply running the football and playing a solid defense? And can Michigan upset Ohio State on Saturday with the passing game the way it is?
So I don't foresee – well, yes, Michigan can, but I'll still take Ohio State. So that's the last question that you just asked me. And the first question you asked me was about Buffalo. Do I think the Lions can beat Buffalo?
Yes, with the solid defense that we have in the running game the Lions have, can we beat Buffalo at Ford Field on Thanksgiving for what seems like the first time in a long time?
Yes, the answer is yes, but I'll still take Buffalo to win on Thanksgiving. Yes, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. I'm good with a close game, though. And okay. I am looking forward to our unified season starting on December 3rd.
Congratulations. What unified basketball?
Yes, sir.
I love it, man. You guys got to send me some pictures and then send me an invite, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. And what's even cool is that our entire national team that we went down to Orlando with, all came back to make another run.
I love it, Clinton. I love it. Well, I know it's getting cold in Michigan. Well, not getting. It's already cold. But if you guys send me an invite, I'd love to make it out, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. I will definitely do that, JR. Okay. How do I go about sending you can I send you a schedule through Facebook?
Well, Facebook is tough because I get so many requests. I'm going to give you my email. It's very simple. You ready?
Hang on, Jack. Give me 2 seconds here, bud.
You're going to get all the seconds in the world, Clinton.
Okay. What is your email, bud?
Very simple. JRSportBrief@gmail.com. That's one S, okay? JRSportBrief@gmail.
Appreciate it. Look for that email. And it's going to come from my initials.
Okay. I'll stay tuned, Clinton, okay?
All right, buddy. Have a great night.
Thank you so much. Shout-outs to Clinton for calling from Michigan. For anyone who's not familiar with unified sports, what Clinton just referred to was a program that is just pretty much shared by Special Olympics. Unified sports allows people with and without intellectual disabilities to participate in sports at the same time. And so when we say unified sports, we're talking about unified basketball. It could be a kickball game. Could be baseball, and it just allows everybody to play sports at the same time. And it's an absolutely amazing concept. So if you want to learn more about unified sports, it's very simple. You can go to specialolympics.org. It's really a fun time. Just allows everybody to get in on the action and have fun regardless of your level of play. I've always enjoyed it. specialolympics.org. Steve is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, man. How's it going?
Sure, man. What's up?
Hey, man, we just want to give some love, man, to the Washington Wizards, man. You know what I mean? I think they exceeded a little bit of expectations. I know we still got a long way to go, but I think, time to give Bernie Bickerstaff a little, credit for how he's been coaching this team. And I also think Tommy Shepard, man, I thought they jumped the gun giving him that extension last year. Thought it was a little too early for that. But looking like some of these moves he's been making is starting to pan out, man. Porzingis staying healthy. And, Kuzma was a good move,
Okay. All right. Listen. They're okay right now. But let's be real. Are you excited about the Wizards?
Excited? No.
Okay. All right.
I would use the word surprised.
Okay.
Because usually at this point in the year they start going south. Like I said, it's still early, but the key is Bill, man. Bill, he's got to stay on the court, he's getting a little banged up here and there. But if he could just stay on the court, man, they got a good chance to make, the playoffs. Are they winning anything significant? No. But yeah. They can at least be respectful, what I mean?
Steve, when you say Porzingis and healthy, in my brain I just can't help but chuckle because it's like only a matter of time before he misses he misses time, But kudos to them right now. But let's see how long it lasts.
Yeah, Porzingis, it's sad, man, because that dude got a lot of talent, man. I mean, for his size. You know what I mean? They used to call him the unicorn, I guess. But, the injuries have kind of set him back. But when you look at this kid, man, he can play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, but he can't move without getting hurt. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And his ass is huge, okay?
That's a good point, man. Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to you, bro. Enjoy the show, man.
You as well, Steve. Have a good one. Thank you for calling from VA. Scott is calling from Springfield in Massachusetts, home of the Basketball Hall of Fame. What's up, Scott? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks.
I got two things to touch up on.
Okay.
One is the guaranteed contracts. they should be outlawed until at least in their fifth year in the sport, especially in the NFL.
Okay. Why 5 years?
This way here, they could prove themselves on the field.
I don't think it's so much. Most NFL players will find success in that early portion of their career. But go ahead. What's your second point?
All right. And the second point is the Patriots. Now, our local radio stations have been just tearing them apart after Sunday's game.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is the weather was horrible here.
Okay, well, keep going. What's your point?
It was very windy.
Okay.
The passing game was non-existent, period.
It's not like the passing game. It's not like the passing game has been all that hot in normal ass weather. I mean, what are we saying here?
Well, the thing is that it would be.
It's okay. No, I'll come back to you. No, I'll come back to you, Scott. Organize your brain and I'll come back to you. I'm like, if it's windy, if it's warm, if it's hot, if it's 80 degrees, if it's 30 degrees, when have the New England Patriots post Tom Brady had some type of explosive passing attack?
Is that a trick question?
No, it's when? Like, even when Tom Brady was on the way out the door, I mean, come on. We could have wind, we could have nothing. It just, Mac Jones ain't doing nothing. Does that make sense to you, Scott?
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, don't worry about the Patriots. You still have Bill Belichick. He's always angry, so that's fun.
That's true.
All right. Enjoy that. The press conference is always entertaining, Scott. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much, Guy.
No doubt about it. Yeah, see, we got that in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls before I roll out. And then I want to tell you about a great cheater, Garrett Cole.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
All the differences of opinions, all the difference of backgrounds, and yet I believe all of us and all your listeners, and yourself included, we can do this and always be friends.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just taking your calls here before we roll out. And I'm going to talk to you about Garrett Cole. I mean, this guy's in the offseason just minding his business, and he's catching strays for being a cheater. Tomorrow, as I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'll be here tomorrow before the holiday. It'll be my last day until I return on Monday. And tomorrow night, I'm going to bring you a top six list. And we're going to think about, I'm going to give you my top six things that I'm thankful for this holiday season, because we're going to blink and then boom, Thanksgiving will be done. We will roll into Christmas and Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, and then the NFL playoffs will be here. And then I personally will try to understand how we are exactly in the year 2023. It'll be here very, very soon. 855-212-4CBS. Ron is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm just at work, just kind of quick break while I'm about to tie a ship up. I want to chime on the guaranteed money for the players. I think they should get it. I think the owners, this is definitely collusion. These guys are out there busting their butt, busting their bodies, and the owners always get all the money and don't want to do that trickle down economics and give it to the players, which I don't think is right. I'm not a Ravens fan, but I hope the Ravens go. Lock up Lamar Jackson. Let that linebacker Smith. Let him go about 50 miles south, a little bit down towards DC, because we could use a linebacker like that.
Okay.
Oh, another thing about Vegas. That's ridiculous about Vegas. Maryland's about to go online tomorrow, one line game, another way for me to waste money and lose money. But anything can happen anywhere. And every time someone mentions Vegas and stuff, I think about the Runner Rebs. And it just made me smile thinking about the Runner Rebs. I don't know how old you are, if you remember the Runner Rebs in the early 90s, but that was just a fun team to watch. And
yeah,
I've never
heard of Greg Anthony in my life. I don't know who any of those guys are.
Yeah, I know you have. Tell me your age. I don't know if you remember watching or not. That's all. I don't remember. I'm not sure what your age is.
I was born yesterday, Ron.
No, okay. Sir, I know you're not. This is why I love your show, man. You're good, man. Have a good night, man. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
You as well. Thank you for calling from Maryland. Yeah, I've never heard of Greg Anthony. I never saw him play live in my life. But who do we have here? Bill is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Long time, first time. I think the guaranteed contracts are a good idea. Let's compare Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. They're going to make similar money over the next 5 years. And at the end of those 5 years, the Chiefs are going to owe Mahomes another $145 million. And the Browns will owe Watson nothing.
Okay. All right. I don't know if that's the benchmark for the future, though. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is certainly a Hall of Fame talent. Yeah, he can go down and be broken, but the odds of him staying healthy are very high. You look at Deshaun Watson, and it's just a cringy situation. Speaking of a cringy situation for certainly very, very different reasons. Serge Ibaka. I haven't seen Serge in a few years. I used to talk to Serge quite frequently. Yes, that's pretty random. But Serge Ibaka has a show. He has a podcast, and he's a very cultured man. And, you know, he spent some time in Toronto, and now he's a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, and he still maintains his show called How Hungry Are You? And he's had on some great talents, and we've gotten some funny moments. Well, he recently had Alec Manoah, of the Toronto Blue Jays. Alec has been in the league for 2 years, is already one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. He is a gigantic human being for a pitcher at about 6'6". He's pushing, I think, I don't know, 260, 280. He's a gigantic man. And he was a guest with Serge Ibaka. And for whatever reason, Serge Ibaka asked him about baseball. And Alec Manoah, he decided to bring up Gerrit Cole and his spin rate, and his cheating, and his spider tack. And this was recent. Take a listen to this.
Who is the worst cheater in baseball history?
Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole, what he did?
Yeah, he cheated. He used a lot of, like, sticky stuff.
Yeah.
To make his pitches better.
Wow.
And he kind of got called out on it.
Okay. Yeah.
So this one's for you.
That's one, that big one. You answer that.
Damn. He's the Gerrit Cole is the biggest cheater in baseball history? Alec Manoah knows that's not the case. He's just being a jerk. Gerrit Cole, his spin rate certainly did go down following that 2019 season with Houston, where he had a ridiculous 326 strikeouts. But the biggest cheater ever? Gerrit Cole? I don't know about that now. But it was hilarious. Last year, when baseball was starting to crack down on pitchers using quote-unquote sticky stuff like spider tack for their pitches, I will never forget this. Gerrit Cole was asked about his usage, and just listen to this answer.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. And I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. Like I mentioned earlier, this is important to a lot of people that love the game. And this is including the players in this room, including fans, including, teams. And so if MLB wants to you know, legislate some more stuff. That's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
That was a long-ass answer just to say, people have been cheating forever. Give me a break. That was basically what the answer was. Hey, have you ever used spite attack to get a grip on? I don't know how to answer that, but people have been passing stuff on down for generations. Look, if Alek Manoah wants to fight Gerrit Cole, just do it on the mound. I see that they're renovating the Rogers Center. Just meet him on the mound and have a fight. Biggest cheater ever. I don't know about all of that. Steve is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. So when I grow up, I want to be just like you. You're the greatest.
Well, I'll leave that to Muhammad Ali, but go on.
This is a big what if. So we already know the Rockets should get the number one pick, which is going to be Wembanyama. And the Texans are going to get the best quarterback out there. In my opinion, two generational talents that you won't see anybody like these guys in a while.
Right.
Now, with that said, how would you like a little scenario of worst to first? And I say this only because they all have multiple number first round draft picks. They've got several. They could get a great receiver, maybe a Jamar Chase or a Jefferson type.
Steve.
Yeah.
You called to tell me that the Houston Texans are bad and that the Rockets are bad? And that it would be cool if they both end up with the number one overall picks?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So call me back in April and June.
Yeah, no, I believe this.
Well, yeah, I believe it too.
With all of these picks they got,
right,
they could get a great receiver. They already have Pierce.
Well, Steve.
They already have a good secondary.
Yeah, well, Steve.
Listen, Steve,
it's not going to be from worst to first. It's going to take some time. But call me back. We have months, at least for the Texans. They'll be done in a month. And for the Houston Rockets, we have to wait until the spring. But the draft is June. So when the draft takes place for both of these teams, call me back, okay?
Let's get Wembanyama.
Okay, thank you. Wembanyama. Thank you, Steve, for calling from Houston. Real excited about his losers. Shaq is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm amazing. What's up?
I'm good. I always listen to you. Keep up the good work. I was just trying to say this. About a few months ago, Eric Kelly was in town from New York, the boxer. I do limousine service. I happen to drive him. He got into the car. I was listening to you. And then he said, man, that's my dude, JR. So when I drop him off, he said, you know what, I'm going to call him right now. He will give you a shot on the radio. So within 5 minutes or so, I heard you giving me a shot. So I want your listeners to know how I appreciate that and how genuine of a human being you are. So thank you so much. I want everybody to know how real you are.
Well, thank you, man. I try to act like a decent human being on the radio, but I'm actually a trash person when I turn the mic off. Who said that? You said Eric Kelly?
Eric Kelly, yeah, the boxer.
Oh yes, Eric Kelly is a very good friend of mine. I encourage anyone in New York City to check out Eric Kelly's boxing gym, South Box Gym, in the Bronx, New York. Eric Kelly was a former Olympic level boxer until he decided to, you know, get into a fight somewhere he had no business, and he's still an amazing guy. So thank you, Shaq.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem, brother. You be well.
No problem. Thank you too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Yeah, the cat is out the bag, man. All these people call up saying all these nice things about me. It makes me sick. It's terrible. I need somebody to say something terrible to me. Let me talk to Paul from, where is he, from Rhode Island. Hey, Paul, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, Commander JR, thank you for taking my call. Have a nice Thanksgiving, you and your family, and Sheppy, too. Embrace your family. All right. We were talking about the contracts. There was a time that quarterbacks waited 3 years. Young for Montana, Rodgers for Favre. Okay.
Uh-oh.
They don't like when these young bucks come in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you know who loves it? The owners.
Yeah.
If these young bucks go to a high market team, the owners love it. Okay. They don't have to pay them for 2-3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But what happened this year with all these big contracts is they take up all the purse. And now they have no money to distribute around the whole team. Now, some of these guys, they won't play with a toothache. And they're sitting with a big purse on the sideline.
Oh, that's not true, Paul. And I gotta get ready to go, man. NFL players, man, they go out there and bust ass. It's not the NBA. Let's stop it. Give those guys a break. Hey, Shep, thank you for an amazing night, man.
My pleasure, JR. And to echo our audience's thoughts and sentiments, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, my friend. You are so deserving of that and can't wait to hear your show tomorrow.
You as well, man. Have a good one. Enjoy. You're going to be on air tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be hosting After Hours, Amy Lawrence, on Thursday. Always blessed to do that. But we'll miss working with you as always, my friend. You know that.
You're going to be on after my show.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. That's good. Airtime is good. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it is a wrap. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And, Shep, you'll be on tomorrow night after me.
Yes, sir. And the night after. And the night after, yes.
Where can people follow you?
At the Good Shepherd _ JR.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Shep.